This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Agitavach in Parshas Noach, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayigberu Hamayim. The waters became very strong, they prevailed. The Medrash says, Bereshis Rabbah, Parshas Lamed Beis, Ois Tes, Kach Hoysa Tevasoi Shal Noach Shata Pnei Hamayim. This is how Noach's Teva floated on the water, Ka'al Beis Kairos, as if on two poles. Says the holy Ben La'ashri Bracha Meshuleshes, the Tzaddik of Ranana. It appears to him that why are Chazal describing the Teva of Noach resting as if on two poles? What does that refer to? What does that mean? Says the Tzaddik of Ranana, this is a reference to the creation of railroad transportation. Noach's Teva was a mode of transportation as if on two poles, like on railroad tracks. This, in fact, is the source of the creation of the railroad. However, it was not meant to come out al hapoyel until the time that Hashem decided, as the pasuk says, Eis l'chol chefetz. But it already existed at that point in time, b'koyach. Noach's Teva was the predecessor of the railroad. That is when it was Allah b'das Hashem to conceive of that invention, and Ribbono Shel Olam decided when it should be employed, l'maisa. But that was the reference to the notion of railroad transportation, discovers the Tzaddik Ranana, Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen Huberman, Zuchusa Yogin Olein Va'akol Yisrael, Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.